Culture 7. Exercise 1. Page 62.
The Australian Mounted Police. Founded in 1825, the Australian Mounted Police was the first mounted police unit in the world. Only the best horses can serve in the Australian Mounted Police Unit, as they need to be both physically healthy and intelligent. All horses' heights are measured in hands, with one hand being 4 inches, just over 10 centimetres. Horses in the Mounted Police have to be 15.3 hands and be between 3 and 5 years old. Some horses in the Mounted Police Unit are thoroughbreds, a type of horse mainly used for horse racing. In fact, some racehorses who cannot race anymore have been donated to the unit and do very well in their new roles. It takes about 9 months to train a horse for the unit. Among other things, they need to be able to walk correctly, move sideways, and, when faced with a loud, aggressive crowd, they must be able to keep calm and still. Of course, every horse needs a rider. There is an even longer period of training in horsemanship and policing before an officer is assigned their horse. Each rider is then responsible for looking after their horse as well as helping to maintain the stables. This closeness between man and animal creates a strong bond, which is essential as they must work together when facing difficult or dangerous situations. Horses may seem old-fashioned when it comes to modern police work, but they are still very useful in some situations. When horses are used for crowd control, for example, the rider can see a lot further and a lot more than an officer in the middle of the crowd. One horse and rider is considered to be more effective in this situation than 10 officers. There is also the fact that they are very big. They can move through a crowd quickly, as people will get out of the way of a large horse when they see it getting near, and they are less likely to cause trouble when they are faced with an animal of such a size. Perhaps their most valuable role, though, is the sense of security that people feel when they see these magnificent creatures at work, protecting the citizens of Australia.